Hello.
Well, welcome.
Oh, you want to know?
Hello, welcome to Crackers and Milk. I am your host, David. Just kidding. This is Jake.
Joined by who, Jake?
Well, my friend Dave and my friend Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Hello. Hello.
Jacob, do you have the synopsis for...
Wait. What are we doing?
Wait.
We are actually talking about...
We have a synopsis of what?
We are talking about Oz the Great and Powerful. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
But, what? Well, you got to get some attitude, man.
Slow down.
Why'd you try and jump ahead?
Yeah.
Well, that was my mistake.
We messed him up with the intro.
Yes, we did. All right.
I did it great last time.
I got too cocky. Way too cocky.
All right. Guys. When shady circus magician Oscar Diggs is hurled away from Kansas into the wonderful land of Oz, he thinks that fame and fortune are his for the taking. However, three witches, Theodora, played by Mila Kunis.
Kunis?
Yes. Evanora, played by Rachel Wise, and Glinda, played by Michelle Williams, remain unconvinced that Oscar is the great wizard that inhabits... the inhabitants of Oz need and expect. Reluctantly drawn into Oz's epic problems, Oscar must find out who is good and who is evil before it's too late.
Yes, so it was released, did you say that? It was released March 8th, 2003.
Oh, was it?
March 8th, 2013.
February 14th, 2013.
Why do I have March then?
I don't know.
February 14th?
That's what it says right here.
Okay, well, that kind of messes mine up. But anyways, I did do some February months. I did do some February movies for competition. So, Warm Bodies, Identity Theft, A Good Day to Die.
I think Die Hard.
Yeah, the Die Hard, the last one. Jake the Giant Slayer. That was March 1st.
That bombed.
Wow, I remember that movie.
So I have it on March 8th. So I put Oz, Dead Man Down, Emperor. I think that's the Tommy Lee Jones. I'm so excited. I don't know what that one was. I don't know why I put that one down. The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. That's the Steve.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Steve Carell. Right.
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Spring, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Spring. I like that movie.
That was funny.
Yeah?
Jim Carrey was in it, right?
Isn't he... He was a magician, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jim Carrey's in it.
The street magician.
Jim Carrey's the fanatic magician, the extreme magician.
Oh, like David Blaine or something. Mm, like that?
Yeah, kind of. Who's the Chris Angel?
Chris Angel.
Oh, Chris Angel.
That's okay. I think who he's going after is Chris Angel.
Oh, okay,
yeah. All right. It's so good.
I never saw that one.
Spring. Dave, you saw that movie with me.
Oh.
I did? Oh,
yes.
Friendship memories.
I don't remember that.
Dave,
movie.
How good was college for you? Apparently that really good.
College. Holy
apparently God. Really good.
I was in college when that came out. Did I come down and watch it with you?
It's okay, Jake.
I'm a little hurt, but okay. Keep
doing
it.
I do remember Starships and Hutch going and watching that with you.
That was before college.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I remember that one and not this one. Spring Breakers came out. The Croods came out. Olympus Has Fallen and G.I. Joe Retaliation.
The second one. Oh.
Second one. Then Dragon Ball Z and Battle of the Gods. And then in April, Jurassic Park, Oblivion, 42, Scary Movie 5, and then Iron Man 3.
Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park. I think that was like a 3D sort of thing.
Okay.
Re-release?
Yeah, a re-release on that one. And then Mud.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Pain and Gain with The Rock and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
About the didn't watch that one either.
Steroid users who kidnap somebody.
Something like that, yeah.
And then the top 10. Frozen, Iron Man 3, Despicable Me 2, Hobbit 2, Hunger Games, Fast and Furious 6, Monsters University, Gravity, Man of Steel, and Thor 2. So the money between those is Frozen at $1.3 billion, And then Thor at 645 million. Thor okay. 2. So it's like that's the range of the top 10 of money.
Well, this isn't Oz the Great and Powerful isn't that far off.
No, it's not that far off. In those top 10, you have the companies who made them. Disney has the top 2. Then Universal had, well, and Disney made 4 of the top 10. Then Universal made 2, Warner Brothers made 3, and then Lionsgate made 1. And now it's Hunger Games.
Hmm.
That's the highest they'll ever get, is that.
Well, you don't know that.
Yeah, you never know.
You're not Nostradamus.
They still are. I think they do Tyler Perry movies, so they could get there with Madea at some point.
Could.
Could. The director.
If you go enough.
You know, they're coming out with another Madea movie.
I'm sure. Why not?
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to go watch it too. Maybe if they have it in theaters.
You know what's funny about this?
Yeah.
This whole thing we're doing, reviewing yeah. movies, as a trio, we have not watched a movie together.
No, we haven't. I've actually thought.
We have.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah, but not all three of us.
Didn't we go and see Elf together?
Maybe. It seems familiar.
I want to say.
I'm pretty sure.
So one movie that we're not going to review is the movie we we saw together.
I'm sorry.
I think at some point we're going to have to watch a movie together.
Yeah.
At some point. Like, you know, you guys can bring your boys and I could just come and join.
Maybe the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Ooh, we have to dress up.
At the Tower, I guess, is where they show it every year. All right.
Okay, then the director is Sam Raimi. You know him from The Evil Dead 1 and 2, Dark Man, Army of Darkness, Quicken the Dead, Assemble Plan, For the Love of the Game, Spider-Man 1 through 3. And Ash versus Evil Dead TV. But
do you guys
all of that is like I didn't know that he was a horror guy.
Yeah.
I did before, not realize that.
Well, I didn't know it was Sam Raimi until the research I did, does it feel like a Sam Raimi movie?
Yeah.
It does. I don't know if it does to me.
No, it does. I mean the horror ones, but Go watch Spider-Man again.
Right.
How?
But I think
cheesy and corny it is.
Well, to me, the Spider-Man movies come off a lot of his Evil Dead stuff.
Yeah,
I feel because those movies are pretty corny and the
well the first the one
camera
was,
work.
Was more serious.
Right.
He tried to be serious, but it was silly, and so he embraced the silly. And the second Evil Dead is pretty much the first movie again.
Yeah, it really is.
But more silly.
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness was the third in the trilogy.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite. That's my favorite.
Oh, it's definitely the best movie.
Yeah. But I'm saying as far as the camera work and all the quirkiness about the movies, there's that word again, quirky, but I don't feel that so much in this Oz movie. I don't know. Maybe.
I went in knowing that Sam Raimi directed it, so... Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why, to me, it seems like it's a Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Sorry. I just want to know.
Pay attention.
I will. Then the stars, James Franco, Michelle Williams, Rachel Weisz, Mila Kunis, Zach Braff, Bill Cobbs, Joey King, and Tony Cox. And then the guy who did it is, the guy who did the music is Danny Elfman. As you will know him from Pee Wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Scrooge, Batman, Tales from the Crypt,
Tim Burton
Mission
stuff.
Impossible, Hulk, Big Fish, and Dumbo. He did
what'd you call me? That's a Tim Burton movie too.
Dumbo, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're remaking that one, but okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm excited for it.
They're going through all of them, so I'm sure you'll see Pinocchio in a little bit. And
do you think that's more for legal reasons than redoing it to redo it?
No,
it's just to make more money.
Why not? I was just wondering if it's for legal
Cinderella
reasons.
Start this whole revolution? Or was there one before it?
No, there was the 101 Dalmatians in the 90s.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I liked the first one. Not 102, though.
102. So this movie, I feel that they were trying to write off a Wicked
The book?
The Broadway. Yeah. The book and the Broadway.
So he's trying to ride that wave.
Right. I feel that this is what it was, basically. I don't think it was like a prequel.
Yeah.
To The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I think it was more of a, let's see what we can kind of, if we can ride this wave of wicked.
Well, shouldn't they have done it a little bit sooner? Because you did have Wicked, that it's a popular Broadway, popular book too.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of in the play world, Hamilton kind of has taken over the last two, three years.
This came out before Hamilton.
Well, yeah, I know. Shouldn't it made early, closer to the wave of...
Yeah, it should have been made in like 2008, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at that point, you had Wicked traveling the nation.
Yeah.
The country.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the movie. I've read the book and I... Or I haven't seen the play. I've read the book and I listened to the soundtrack. I like the soundtrack. I read the book. The book is really interesting.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I think it's a pretty cool way to look at that whole, I don't know, storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great to have a prelude to The Wizard of Oz. Because that story is just, it's such a great story.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen
the original?
Yeah.
Frank, you're talking about the original Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've seen the play.
I've seen the play.
Have you seen the play?
No, but my wife has, and she told me all about it. As far as
and like, if you don't know the words to the songs, you can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because the original book of Wizard of Oz is a great book. I remember reading it, and then reading, I think I got into it because of, like, Wicked. So I read that one after I read Wicked. Hmm. And the Munchkin Bach or Bick or whatever his name is, he's in Wizard of Oz. So they like add him
right
into Wicked and that sort of thing. And it,
I've never read the Wizard of Oz book. I tried reading Wicked and it's weird.
It is weird. It's more of like a political book to me. It's just more political.
The first, when L. Frank Baum or whatever wrote Wizard of Oz, it was a political commentary.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
For his politics, so
particularly
if you read it and didn't take AP U.S. History, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, I didn't take it. I wasn't.
That's the only reason I know is I took AP History. I didn't take the test, so don't feel bad.
So, Wizard of Oz was a political book when he wrote it.
No, it's a fantasy book, but it's definitely a political commentary.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Okay, and then definitely Wicked was. Wicked was just, from what I remember, I only read it once, but it was, there was some politicalness in it with the Wicked Witch of the West and her fight for, she fought for some type of rights. I can't remember whose, but for a certain point. So it was interesting.
Yeah. I feel that this movie's just, it's like a,
so you think it's more of a thing with Wicked?
I do.
Instead of a prequel to The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Movie. I don't know the whole story about, as far as Wicked, but it just it has that feeling. From what I've been told, Wicked's all about is that it feels like it was part two. I don't know. Maybe not.
Not really.
Maybe kind of an in-between, the mix of Wizard of Oz and Wicked.
They're trying to marry it together, do you think? Do you think that's what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Trying to marry it?
Because wasn't Wizard part of the school they went to?
I want to say that he was,
right?
But he wasn't a con man who came from Kansas,
right? And that's where the marriage comes in, I guess, of the two storylines.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
You know, from the play, it has her being green
from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Okay.
That's how because it is in the book. The two chapters I read, she was born green. No.
Her mom cheated with the wizard.
Yeah.
In the play, it has that, right?
No.
Oh, is it just? Oh, I guess that's my mistake.
Maybe they were just trying to ride off of Wicked and try and keep the storyline of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I see it more as a prequel to the Wizard of Oz than Wicked.
Right.
Wicked's good on its own, but I don't view it as part of the Wizard of Oz.
Do you think they put elements of Wicked into this Oz the Great and Powerful?
Mm-hmm. Well, short answer, yes, but just because Wicked took stuff from the Wizard of Oz, and so they put stuff from the Wizard of Oz. And
do you think they would, like, kind of make that like as a universe, could make this as a universe, like adding Wicked,
maybe a multiverse
make to the original book. Okay. What did you guys think of James Franco?
I thought he did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
I like him as an actor. I think he's funny.
He's got moments
that
are pretty good.
I thought, you know, he played the swarmy con man.
Yeah.
Very, very well.
I do feel that the acting wasn't that spectacular, but I've seen him in better roles.
Yeah, but like
better acting. I've seen him act better.
Yeah, but like what he was asked to do.
I don't think he's a very good actor when it comes to CGI. And he's having to act to the monkey or to act to the little porcelain doll. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
He needs a real person. There. You can see that he's really struggling with the CGI acting.
Okay.
Okay.
That's where I'm coming from.
I wonder if that's like epidemic in, if that is a normal thing.
I'm sure it's pretty tough.
Acting, because I know with Lord of the Rings, they would respond well when Andy Sudeikis was there in person than acting with them.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Well, I think he was even there in the King Kong when he was King Kong.
Yeah.
I think he did a lot of the same similar stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that's what makes those CGI scenes great, is that you have something like that, but it just seems like it's pretty, he's like staring at like a tennis ball or something. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen like the extra
stuff, but because I don't think Zach Braff was crawling around on his.
Yeah. I think so.
No.
But he did a really good job as the monkey.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not a big Zach Braff.
Braff.
That's what I thought. I knew I was going to mess it up. I'm not a huge Zach Braff fan.
You're not?
Not really.
Oh. No, didn't like Scrubs?
I didn't like Scrubs much.
You didn't like Chicken Little? He's Chicken Little.
Nah, I didn't say a big Zach Braff fan.
All right. Just kind of wondering. Just wondering, man.
He did good as Chicken Little. Yeah. No, the monkey did fine.
Yeah.
He's a monkey.
I think he did good. I
mean, he's no Army Hammer, but I keep beating that nail.
Which is good.
I guess. I don't know.
I guess. I like Zach Braff as it. I had to go back, and so I have Wizard of Oz, and Marvel did a comic book of Wizard of Oz, and I had to double check because I remember reading it, but I don't remember a whole lot about like I remember some of it of the book, so I had to go back because I felt that it was that there were porcelain people in the book, but I just don't remember it from reading. And then I went back and I looked at it in the book, in the comic book, and it was like, oh yeah, they do that. I get that. I remember that. Okay, cool. And so it kind of was really good for me on that one. It just kind of reminded me of what The Wizard of Oz was and all that stuff. And
yeah,
I did enjoy the play on the black and white like they did with of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, at the beginning.
At the beginning. And then also having some of those actors come over with them like they did in the original Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have the girl in the wheelchair became the porcelain girl. Zach Braff, of course, being
the monkey,
but he was the assistant to James Franco. The love interest of Michelle Williams to James Franco, she being the good witch.
Yeah.
And then the surprise of Mila Kunis and Rachel Weisz. It was nice, but
yeah,
you didn't see him beforehand, which would have been interesting to see a little bit beforehand, but
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it was if they would have done it that way, but I liked it.
Yeah. It was a very enjoyable movie to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did it meet your guys' expectations for it?
Yeah.
For this type of movie?
Maybe a little bit beyond the expectations.
Yeah. You went in without any expectations.
I expected Wizard of Oz stuff, and that's what I got. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, no, I was expecting to see, you know, like why everything was the way it was in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And I think they filled in the gaps pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. I think they could have done two more movies filling in the gaps even better.
Yeah. Well, then what went right with the movie and what went wrong with the movie? What do you guys think?
Silence.
Very silent. Wow. I got you guys to be quiet.
I have to think
just
about
kidding.
That.
Holy cow.
Yeah. That's a loaded question.
Well, I did like how they did, like I just said, with the bringing from characters in the black and white to the colored screen. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Just kind of rewatching it just to remember, I did enjoy at the beginning when he came into Oz and he was in the river, the music that the plants played. I thought that was really cool. I did like the monkeys were by far more ferocious. The flying monkeys were by far more ferocious in this one, and that was really good. I did like the battle scene of the Munchkins, I think.
The Munchkins and the Tinkers
fighting against them, where they did that. That was really cool. Yeah. I really liked that one. And then I liked how the Tinkers really did help the Wizard of Oz become the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Where people will fear him and that sort of thing.
I did think he's escaping in the hot air balloon and how he becomes the big giant head, how his power is released.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. And then they use fireworks to,
it was all a con.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he did best.
Like, right.
He was just a showman, a magician in our time where he just put on a good show.
Yeah. And throughout the whole movie, he's trying to find himself. And the witch is the witch, Glinda. Glinda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's trying to help him find who he is.
Yeah.
Well, he knew who he was all along.
Mm-hmm. He just had to accept it, right?
Yeah. You know, everybody's looking for this, for him to be this magical
savior.
Harry Potter, basically.
Yeah.
You know, savior, right? And that's not who he is.
Mm-mm.
He's a sleight of hand,
yep.
Look over here kind of guy, and the trick's over here.
Yeah.
You know? This is what you're going to see, and this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really cool that when he finally realizes it, and the Tinkers, and he all of his good con stuff or magician stuff comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And it helps the people of Oz.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I really actually thought he was leaving.
Yeah.
Like, the sleight, they did the sleight of hand with that one.
They sleight of hand you?
Yeah, they totally. Dave. I was like, oh, he's going to really leave. And then, yeah, he doesn't.
Poof.
I thought, yeah.
Magic. Crazy. Yeah.
Then what do you think went wrong with it to not make enough money to make a second one? Besides, the competition, but I don't think the competition was that fierce at that time when it came out.
Nah, I don't know. I don't, it was a fun movie, but.
Made twice its budget,
Yeah.
So.
Why wouldn't they justify making another one then?
I don't think Disney's ever was going to make a sequel to it.
Okay.
I think it was a one-off for them.
Maybe.
But I think they could have gotten two more movies out of it.
Yeah.
Because I would have liked to seen the setup to The Wizard of Oz. How does the Tin Man become the Tin Man? Why does the Scarecrow become sentient and all that? And how does she gain power over the Munchkins and all that? Yeah. And then I would have liked to seen The Wizard of Oz from his point of view.
Yeah.
Like James Franco's telling his story. Or the Wizard of Oz.
You're watching his reaction to everything, that the house came out of nowhere and flattened the Wicked Witch of the East. What?
Yeah, because you don't in the Wizard of Oz, you don't see him much until
the very end.
She has to go visit him.
Yeah.
And then he sends her on a quest, right?
Yeah. To deal with his problem.
Yeah, I like that, Jake. They really, I wanted to see more of the history of Oz.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily the history, but learn more about, the tinkers and the little porcelain doll people and what happened, all that.
Would you think that would be, what if they made, not mockumentaries, but, kind of movies, but they did it in a documentary sort of style in that.
I'm just wondering. History of Oz.
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
The history of the tinkers, the history of those, short ones, let's say 30 minutes, 45 minutes, that sort of thing, like a TV series.
It'd be interesting. I don't know how. Yeah,
maybe we could produce that.
Man, Hollywood. We'll get you Dave's address. Send the money.
Hey, you come up with that idea.
Send the money. And we'll put something together.
I'll research something.
We've got a phone.
Yeah.
That takes video. It's
terrible.
And I'm sure it'll be great.
Something else, yeah. But no experience of writing, no experience.
Well, whatever.
Don't you have an English degree?
I minored in English, yeah.
Any amount between 3 million to 200 million would be great. If you got it. Just lying around.
It would be a good idea, really. That's a good idea, Ryan. Like, you brought it. You came up with it.
All right. I am going to get into my creative dungeon.
To me, that's a good idea.
I'm going to start researching a bit of the Oz-ness and make up my own story.
Yeah.
That's all they do in Hollywood. Just make up your own story.
Well, folks, I am not a creative person, so.
Maybe not in writing. Maybe in other things you're a creative person.
Oh, sure.
But, yeah. So, do you guys have any idea what went wrong besides just...
It succeeded. Like Jake said, I don't think they really had much plans of making anything else.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, you had star power behind it, some pretty good graphics, Disney, all kinds of good backing. Sam Raimi's a decent director.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I love his
that
parts.
That was funny.
I love his parts.
That was
he's
funny.
In every Sam Raimi movie.
I love his parts in each movie, too.
Yeah. I haven't seen Darkman, but my guess is that he's in it.
He's got to be.
Because he's in every Spider-Man movie.
Right.
He is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Just not. David.
Just doesn't stick out to me.
Yeah.
Dude, I've watched.
You don't watch those movies and be like, The Jaw. I recognize that guy.
Mm-mm.
He is
no
Hollywood personified.
Unless he like if he's pointed out sometimes, yeah. Like now, if I go and watch the Spider-Mans, I'm gonna watch for him and find him.
Go into your movie of your catalog of 700 movies,
yeah,
and find all the Sam Raimi movies and
I think this is the only one I got. Yeah, all those other ones. I don't watch horror.
Well, are they really horror?
Watch the first Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Watch Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness.
Oh,
are they similar to like Shaun of the Dead, Zombieland? No. I don't know if I'm going to watch
it. It got a serious tone to it. Yeah.
But it's so cheesy.
Very cheesy.
And they went for it for that factor in Army of Darkness.
Okay. I'll think about it and I'll talk to you.
What's his line?
Hail to the king, baby.
Hail to the king, baby.
And then groovy.
Groovy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then another question of the ending of Oz, of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did it really open up for a second movie of this caliber, or did it just say, okay, look, this is straight just to Oz?
For me, it did. I mean, yeah. I explained it to you already.
Yeah, you did. And we got idea of a documentary for people to do.
Mockumentary.
Mockumentary, yeah. It'd be a mockumentary. Or
fake history for a fake land.
Yeah. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Well, of course, there's opening for...
It's an open-ended It's an open-ended question where it could be.
And
it could be.
Right. I feel that it was something that they weren't intending on doing, but maybe somebody in the future
could.
It wouldn't have to be Disney.
Couldn't you imagine the third film of the series? Dorothy's standing before the wizard, and you get the view of the porcelain girl opening the curtain and looking at her.
Yeah. See, like,
cool.
I could see them doing in the future to James Franco when he's an old man.
Well, yeah.
As Oz, looking back. Yeah. Yeah. Like what Jake said, like I could see it more in the future.
Yeah.
Not until like James Franco is an old man,
like in his
tail end, the
like
tail
in his
end
50s.
Of his career. Maybe 60s.
That'd be crazy
70s.
If they brought him back old, you know, when, you know, in the future when he's old as the Oz.
Yeah.
Well, Oz was an old man in the original Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, he was like 50.
I'm saying like...
Well, I know, but they made him look older because he
saying
had white hair.
Not doing like any kind of cosmetics to his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know,
that'd be interesting.
10, 20 years down from this era. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, it could.
It could.
It could happen.
I mean,
because they waited so long to do a prequel before it for Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna.
Well.
Could.
The rights and all of that.
See, and that's why I asked you guys if Disney, with Dumbo and all this stuff, is doing things for the rights, to keep the rights of those movies so it won't go into public domain. That's why I asked.
Well,
that's funny.
The story, like the fairy tales, are already public domain.
Yeah, but not
right.
Disney stories.
Well,
not the Disney version.
Disney's
of the story.
King of like keeping it in house.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They are, from what I've heard, is they've always been able to win lawsuits
about it
against people making stuff off of their stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain time frame when it goes to being an open.
Yeah, there is. And I think that's why they're redoing a lot of these movies.
Maybe.
It's just to make sure that they have power of domain. So then
you
if
might
anybody's
be right.
doing
maybe.
It. I don't know. I just look at it that way sometimes.
So eventually Disney ended up owning MGM.
Yeah.
And so that's where they get the rights to The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. And that's when they released Return to Oz back in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, they Disney's Hollywood Studios, the theme park, used to be called MGM Studios. And they had what's called the Great Movie Ride, which just ended like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
They had a huge scene of the Munchkin City.
Oh, really?
And it was awesome because they had the witch there. That's and cool.
I never went on that ride. Why didn't I go on that ride? Oh,
it was a great, because they had scenes from Casablanca. They had a scene from Aliens.
Oh,
cool. Oh, it was pretty intense because the alien would come out of the ceiling at you. It was pretty intense. Did I say ride? Experience.
Yeah. Experience.
Well, it's called the Great Movie Ride. But they're going off track again. I usually do this. They
goes
it,
along with
the Chinese Grom Theater was their entrance. It was, and they had, matter of fact, they had their own handprints there from different Disney movies.
Really?
Yeah. So you know how they do that there at the Hollywood one?
Yeah.
Well, Disney did it at their Hollywood studios.
Oh.
MGM Studios.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they've got like Kermit the Frog there and you know, some other people. Yeah. But that whole ride is a pretty neat ride. It really movie nostalgia and just the history of movies and stuff. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
But they had a really cool scene of the Wizard of Oz and you know, that's where I think they kinda they own the rights to it. So they made this movie and rode the coattails of Wicked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you. I think that's a good synopsis of it, I think, or why they did it.
Now that ride's gone, and they're making some Mickey Mouse ride. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a money-making attraction.
Right? No, you're already in the park. You don't have to pay to go on the ride.
E-ticket ride. No, they...
It wasn't massively popular.
I don't know. It was a fairly long
line. I was wondering.
When did it start?
The movie ride, the great movie ride. Ugh. I think it was one of the originals, so like 89.
Oh,
are we talking about Disney World?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't remember that California adventure at all.
Yeah. No, this is
Disney World.
Yeah, I've never been to Disney World.
Well, that's a pretty long in the 80s till now.
Yeah,
it's a long never mind then.
It's funny because they...
silly comment that I made.
Because Universal Studios was building their Orlando one.
Huh.
And so Michael Eisner's like, we got to get something in. They built this little tiny park. And, you know, compared to Universal Studios, their backlot tour is awesome. And the MGM Studios backlot tour was kind of, this is a cool scene. But I guess we're talking about Oz the Great and Powerful, so.
Yeah.
Well, I get it, but like that.
This is all part of it.
I'll tell you what. I think it
goes with it.
I will go off on Disney parks, so let's focus on the movie.
I know you will. We know you will.
I don't mind it. I'll take up 3 hours. I'm serious, too.
Yeah.
Man.
We're going to have like a serious sit-down podcast about that with you.
I'm down.
Yeah. And you, because you guys have both been.
I've only been to California, so.
I'll tell you, let's do research.
Oh, yes.
Let's take a guide trip.
I'm down.
During the summer.
Bro trip.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll let's go during the hottest summer and busiest time in Florida.
As a school teacher, I can't go during the school year.
Spring break.
You're sick.
You know our spring break is 2 days.
Yeah, that's... No.
It's terrible spring break. Well, Christmas vacation? No, that'd be terrible.
No, I'm not going during that time. I will not go to any Disney park during that time.
That's your bad experience time, right?
That's my bad experience time on the Haunted Mansion. Bum, bum, bum.
Maybe we could do it over a weekend or something like that.
No. I would need at least 5 days to explore down there.
All right.
At least.
Well, we could deal with that later.
Okay. Oz is great and powerful. Yes.
Oz is great and powerful.
Sequel.
Sequel. Would you be bothered if they did a TV series about it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want a movie.
Just want a movie, not a TV series?
Yeah, I don't want something that...
What if they did your mockumentary stuff, your guys' mockumentary stuff?
You came up with the idea.
You came up with the idea. He wanted to know the history.
You came up with the mockumentary.
But you came out with what would be interesting about it.
Review the tape.
He brought it up.
I don't remember that.
Well, no, because he brought up the two sequels.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then you brought it up.
If I was the writer, that's what I would have done.
Then you brought it up of...
I brought up, if you give me money, I will do it.
Yeah. And then... Is the mockumentary, so was all three of us. It wasn't just me.
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to be involved in the history of Oz. Why not?
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
Like, you make up your own stuff from it. Like, that, it'd be tough, but you could do it. It's not terrible. Okay. Well, yes to a sequel for all of us?
Yeah.
You? No?
Sure. Yeah, let's
well,
do
you
it.
Said sure.
I mean...
I don't know.
It wasn't too long ago.
I don't think he feels as strongly about it as I do.
You are very strong on that one.
I'm more into the history of it.
Yeah.
Of the Land of Oz.
I mean, you would just want to know.
I've already got both sequels halfway written in my head.
Nice.
Sounds great.
That'd be cool to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would enjoy it. I think seeing how they all can play together, like all the different worlds and cities, all of them play together. That would be interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make up Oz. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please like, subscribe, rate,
comment.
Leave a comment. Yeah. What did you think of Oz the Great and Powerful? Or what did you think of the podcast?
Somebody talk to us, please.
We got some.
We might sound like we're not lonely, but we really are. Comment, please.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.